right, the Andy Finn Show is back, and we are talking about Hurricane Katrina, and we're talking about the disaster that is FEMA head Mike Brown. So, Mike, play for us clip number 4. This is Mike Brown on CNN a few days ago, seemingly out to lunch, dare we say.
When we found out about the convention center yesterday, we started diverting supplies to get them fed too. And now we're finding literally, as we do evacuations, that more and more people are beginning to manifest and show themselves in areas that we didn't know that they were there. And so we're going to do everything we can to get to them.
You were unaware of the situation at the convention center till yesterday. When yesterday did you become aware?
I think it was yesterday morning when we first found out about it. We were just as surprised as everybody else. We didn't know that the city had used that as a staging area. That shows how difficult communications are. And that's why we moved the USS Bataan in, so we could give the mayor a place to actually be able to communicate on a regular basis to give us good intel about what he needs.
How is it possible that we're getting better intel than you're getting? We had a crew in the air. We were showing pictures of the people outside the convention center. We had a National Guardsman who was talking to us, who was telling us he estimated the crowd at 50,000 people. That was at 8 o'clock in the morning yesterday. And we've been reporting that officials have been telling people to go to the convention center if they want any hope of relief. I don't understand how FEMA cannot have this information.
Pause it there. So we are talking about a short time frame. What Brown is saying is we didn't find out till Wednesday. This is last Wednesday. A week ago Wednesday, and by that she said, when on Wednesday? He said, Wednesday morning. She said, well, we've known since Wednesday morning that there are a lot of people there, and so it's about the same time frame, really. And she said, and we knew that people, they've been telling people to go to the convention center since Monday or Tuesday. Well, not a huge disconnect, so it may be simply the way Brown is presenting himself, that he could have chosen his words more carefully about what he knew, because I'm sure this is a complex situation. But bottom line is, he doesn't seem to be a very good manager of all this, and he doesn't seem very good in front of the cameras.
Well, if you can't manage horses, how is he going to manage federal disaster relief?
Now, he was having trouble managing the money for horses. Apparently, he's okay with the horses themselves. Nay. So, let's hear the rest of this.
Well, we're busy doing life-saving and life rescue efforts. We rely upon the state to give us that information. Soledad, I learned about it listening to the news reports.
FEMA's been on the ground for 4 days, going into the fifth day. Why no massive airdrop of food and water? In Banda Aceh, in Indonesia, they got a food drop 2 days after the tsunami struck.
Stop it a minute.
And that's what we're...
So, actually, I'm unaware that is true. My recollection of the tsunami was how long it took for any aid to be dropped anywhere. I was thinking, why can't they get help there quicker? The same thing I was thinking day one, day two, day three of the aftermath of this hurricane. Why is it takes so long? And I do understand that bureaucracy takes time, but this one we could plan for. The tsunami, there was no planning for it. It happened, people were wiped out, infrastructure was wiped out, and then the rescuers had to get stuff in there. And there may have been some drops done 2 days later. I just don't know where in Banda Aceh, apparently.
Well, also, you have to remember the waters receded quite quickly.
You're talking about the tsunami?
Yeah.
Well, the principle is the same, though. The infrastructure got wiped out all over the area, so you couldn't get help locally. It had to come from afar.
Yeah, but you can at least plow the streets and bring trucks in New Orleans. They're having to use boats and
That's
choppers.
Right.
I mean, it's just much more of a logistical nightmare.
But also, we've got this whole issue in New Orleans, or in the Mississippi, Louisiana area, of why did it take 3-4 days to get the National Guard in there? Well, what Cheney and Rumsfeld, what Rumsfeld and Bush have said is, look, you can stage them near there, but you have to move. You know, they said we moved all our planes out of the air bases that were in the path of the hurricane up north a few hundred miles. Well, then you have to bring them all back,
mm-hmm.
And it's the same with the troops. You can pre-position trucks of water, troops, whatever you think you need, but then they have to come in. Well, this gets us onto the issue of troops and troop strength and whether or not there was enough there that weren't in Iraq that they had to bring them from Texas instead of Louisiana and Mississippi. So I won't jump too far into that. But the bottom line here is that FEMA is basically saying, you have to understand how tough this job is. And reporters are criticizing. And it's so easy to sit back and criticize. When I hear somebody like Bill O'Reilly say, well, why don't they just do X, Y, Z? He's never been a CEO. He's been a, as far as I understand, he's been a high school teacher. And then he's been a journalist, quote, journalist, right? Not hard copy.
Current Affair.
Current Affair, and now his own show. And all of that is supposed to make him qualified to talk about management and mismanagement? I don't think so.
That's what we're going to do here, too. And I think if we put it in perspective,
Soledad,
just a moment, please. We're feeding those people in the convention center. We have fed over 150,000 people as of last night. That is happening.
But I guess the point is, as of last night,
What we're hearing is that we're hearing people's
frustration. He's on the defensive, huh?
There are people that are beginning to manifest themselves out of the community that we didn't know that were there.
Stop there. I love that phrase. There are people that are beginning to manifest themselves out of the community. I'm thinking, what happened to plain English? These people are coming out of the woodwork, I think he's trying to say, mm-hmm. or out of the waterworks. The point is that I just love that phrase, and he says it once more before we get to the end here. So let's continue.
Doing everything we can to find those individuals, case by case, to get them help as quickly as possible.
Oh, that was it. He had said it once on another clip I have, but maybe I didn't use that clip. In any case, the bottom line is that the FEMA director in particular, but other people in the Bush administration, made statements that were a bit unbelievable. At one point, Brown said, we learned about that Thursday, so I have directed that all available resources to get to that convention center to make sure they have the food and water and medical care that they need. While at the same time, Mayor Nagin is basically saying the convention center is unsanitary and unsafe, and we're running out of supplies for the 20,000 people there. So I could go through more, but there's just more of these where FEMA Director Brown is saying, oh, I know what it was. He said he was told there's uncollected corpses laying around the city, and his reply was, quote, that's not been reported to me, so I'm not going to comment. Until I actually get a report from my team that says, we have bodies located here or there, I'm just not going to speculate. So he's saying, I know you think you have good information, but unless it comes through our channels, it's not real. At one point, I heard him on TV and in an interview, and I don't have this clip, but he said he was being told that there were people that weren't getting food at the convention center. And he said, well, I don't know about that. What do you mean you don't know about it? It's been on the news, the reporter said. You know, we've been covering this story for days. And he said, well, until this gets factualized through the chain of command, or however he put it. And I'm thinking, factualized? This is a guy that really does talk in bureaucratese.
Absolutely.
So
he speaks it fluently.
He does?
He took it all through high school.
Well, it's better than Ebonics. And that may be where the disconnect is here, you know? People talk in different languages.
Yeah, when he says, I need troops, man, he doesn't know how to take that.
I mean, let's see. Any other quotes here worth... It's more of the same, you know? Brown and Chertoff. Brown says at one point about security, I think the security is pretty darn good. Okay, this is... head of FEMA saying security is pretty good. There's some really bad people out there that are causing some problems, and it seems to me that every time a bad person wants to scream on account of a problem, there's somebody there with a camera to stick it in their face. Well, that's the old blame the media trick. And Chertoff is in the act, too. In addition to local law enforcement, we have 2,800 National Guard in New Orleans as we speak today. 1,400 additional National Guard will be arriving every day. 1,400 today, 1,400 tomorrow, 1,400 the next day, in case you didn't understand what it means when he says 1,400 a day. And then Nagin, the mayor, says, I continue to hear the troops are on the way, but we still are protecting our city with only 1,500 New Orleans police officers, an additional 300 law enforcement, 250 National Guard troops. So, you know, it's who do you believe? But it was a situation of, you know, the feds and the FEMA saying, help is on the way, and we're doing everything we can, and we're doing a good job, and we're making progress, and we're turning the corner. and the people on the street saying, no, no, you're not making progress. You're not turning the corner. We got people on rooftops. We got people dying. We got people being mugged and raped and killed. We got people not getting food and water. And we got unsanitary conditions. Help. So it's a tough one, but you can't give FEMA very high marks in this one, unfortunately.
Any predictions on how long it is before Mike Brown gets fired? Are you going to wait for this
I do think
independent Bush investigation?
No. There won't. I don't think they'll wait for an investigation. I think that he will step down. Bush won't have to fire him. He will be forced to resign, but he'll claim it's his own decision.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll wait a decent interval here. He'll deal with this for 2, 3, or 4 months, and then he'll say, you know, this has been really hard, and I don't want me to be the focal point of this. But they'll get rid of him. Now, it may be that Bush and Cheney and Rove will decide he needs to actually fire someone because, you know, Bush, for all this talk about him being the NBA president and being a CEO of the country and all of that, he is not a Donald Trump. You never hear him say you're fired. You know, he gives medals to these folks. And so I fully expect within a couple of months, Mike Brown will get the Congressional Medal of Honor, not the Congressional Medal. What medal did George Tenet get? Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, Freedom Medal.
So he'll get the Medal of Freedom, and then they'll kick him to the curb. That's the way this administration operates.
Let's hope so.
Well, when we come back, we are going to move on to some of the news media coverage of this, including news from around the world in various newspapers in other countries, as well as a clip from Fox News taking their part in the blame game.